It's wonderful to be back in Kansas City. What a wonderful welcome, and I can say without any hesitation or qualification, this is the kind of enthusiasm that'll give us a victory on Wednesday night. I'm not going to make a speech, but I do want to introduce some very good, very close friends of mine. First, the Vice President of the United States, Nelson Rockefeller. One of my best friends and one of the most ardent and effective supporters, a great governor of my state, Governor Bill Milliken and Mrs. Milliken. And then another very good friend, and you can't miss him, the chairman of the President Ford Committee, Rog Mort.
There have been rumors, of course, that Rogers Morton is stepping down and would step down after the convention if Mr. Ford got the nomination. But Morton told us the other day now that he has no intention of stepping down, expects to be around for the fall campaign.
I've got a few of the members of my wonderful family here. First, a young lady who is going to... First, a young lady who is going to be a temporary resident of the great state of Kansas when she goes to... She'll be entering Kansas University this fall. She loves her photography like I love those uncommitted delegates.
Susan, of course, worked for a Kansas City newspaper last summer. Did some intern work as a photographer for the newspaper. Apparently, she'll continue that now and going to school out here.
And then our third son, Steve. He likes to ride the ranges up in Montana or Utah or California. He's promised to stay in the saddle for the next 4 years. Steve!
Steve is the youngest boy.
Country gentlemen cowboys where I come from.
And then Jack, who's been out campaigning month after month after month. But not least, the most effective campaigner in the Ford family. She has more president buttons with her name on it than I do.